Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote.
Ndiphakamela ke mina ke nqamala ukucebisa. Uwayeke lamankentshana akho angcolayo.
At the best of times, General Bantu Holomisa is likable. You know, everybody likes him. I mean, I find a few people who don't like him, but I think most of us like the general. Unjengele, you know, we all call him affectionately. We love how he speaks. You know, he is known for his for such jabs like the one we just showed you now, the punchlines, you know, the sound bites, you know, especially in parliament. You look forward to hear him speak, you know, calling people amasela, you know, amaxoki, izibhanxa from time to time. Like, it's fun, right? So, you know, like you guys, I promise you I like him. I like the fact that he's funny, because funny means a lot to me. When you're funny, you catch my attention. I like that he's fought corruption, not only, by the way, in this parliament. When he was in the Transkei, and, you know, he took over through a coup, but literally to fight corruption, which, by the way, he also exposed, that got him to be fired from the ANC because he exposed one Stella Sigcau at the time for having taken bribes from Saul Kessner and stuff like that. So those things about him are likable. He is consistent. You know, you will never find him, you know, on this side today and on the other side tomorrow. He's like that, you know. It's not like Jimmy Manj. But anyway, and I also like the fact that he speaks his Xhosa, you know, a lot of times in parliament. It's a turn-on, guys. Like, we speak our languages. I mean, I hope Papa Penny could learn a thing or two from this. But here's fact. General Bantu Holomisa has a short fuse. And he knows it too. He may play like he doesn't know it. He's got a short fuse. And last week, it showed. Again, it was not the first time. So, in this interview on Gagasi FM with Alex Mtiani, which Alex, by the way, has the most misfortune of finding interviewees that do this to him. You know, there's one with Lionel Mchali, former premier of KZN years ago, that was completely hilarious. If you can find it, please watch that conversation between Alex and Lionel Mchali. But yeah, so in this interview between Unjengele and Alex, a caller on the show, you know, comes in and was still making a point, right? When the general did what he does best, he interjected.
General replied and said, "Ulomuntu khuluma language yakhe, angazi noma akafundisa ngani inhlonipho kule language yakhe." That for me, that's discrimination. Number two,
that's a compliment about in the arrogant. Now you are arrogant.
Okay, but general
Lalela, thank you. Bye bye.
Now
you're talking nonsense.
Arrogant? Bye bye. You know, I'll tell you what, the arrogant part, him accusing the caller of being also arrogant, I thought it was slightly like, you know, nye. But bye bye. It's not your show. You don't tell a caller bye bye. That's what the host does. But right, this is an army general, so he's spoken. You gotta go, bloody arrogant caller. But the caller was unrelenting. He did not take bye-bye for goodbye. He stayed, wanted to make his point. And that's when it got very ugly.
You are talking nonsense. I
mean, we don't need these people like this station because they can't answer our question, but we voted for them to be there.
You didn't vote for me, so don't take lies.
No, we never ever vote for you, General. You useless.
Yeah, thank you very much. Don't vote for me.
Please,
go to hell.
Please, can we have?
You didn't vote for me. You couldn't have stooped very low, General. I mean, and then he goes on to say, yeah, don't vote for me. It's so childish, right? It's, you're a politician. You need people to vote for you. But of course, the magic, the scariest part, go to hell. Really? Really?
General, I know you have to respond as well because we are attacker, but you just used a line, Eti, go to hell. I'm going to ask you to retract that particular phrase.
I'm not going to do that. If you are not satisfied, go to hell now.
Oh, then, you go to hell. You go to hell. Everybody go to hell. Right? I mean, we are in that space now where not only the caller, the host must also go to hell. To say Alex Mtiani was shocked would be a sin hellish, of hellish proportions, I'm telling you. I mean, he was Asian. You must watch again how he looked like at that point. So Holomisa then says something very pertinent, I think. He accuses Mtiani of not protecting him from the insults of the caller, which insults, by the way, were two. That he was arrogant and that he was useless. I agree with him. I've been host of shows before, and part of our job is to protect both our callers and our guests. Personal insults do not add anything to our conversations. So you are called upon as a host to say to a caller, no, you don't have to use that kind of language. You can attack, you can criticize, you can do all you like, but don't get personal and don't use, you know, uncouth language. But I thought that Njengele took it too far, and I'll get to that. But when Alex had been told to go to hell, right? He did what everybody would do. He then decides the interview had gone to hell, and he called it off.
Okay, sure. Let me release you. Deputy Minister, let me release you then. We will not continue with this conversation anymore, but we thank you for having been with us for the past 30 minutes. We will not continue with you. So, siyabonga for the time osinikezeyona.
The general had already hung up at that time. Like, hey, you can keep your show. You, all of you, hambani man, and ncingi. Do you know who has done this most than the general? Is actually somebody from Alex Mtiani's province. The late Mangosuthu Buthelezi was a master at doing this to interviewers, right? He bent them left, right, and center. There was one many years ago in the 80s where he stood up in the middle of an interview and was almost approaching the interviewer. I can't remember who it was, but I think it could have been the famous SABC guy at the time who did the interviews, right? Mangosuthu Buthelezi not only attacked interviewers, he sued every newspaper you can think about, never won any of those cases, maybe one where you got probably 50,000 rand or so. The general has taken over. Maybe it's a homeland leader kind of thing, right? But this is a homeland leader that we like. In comparison to all of these guys, this one, the general, is the one we like most. Because as I said, although he is a former leader of a homeland, he's held in favorable esteem in the liberation movement because he actually used the Transkei to be a base of the ANC and the PAC while they were banned. But I think that's probably why he feels we owe him some glory. We have no right to criticize him. We have to bow before him. And by the way, he's an army general. You know those guys who carry those titles? Although we can't speak about General Cele's title. I mean, that one, or General Ria Piecha's title. I mean, those ones, I'm not too sure. But this guy's a soldier. So, and you know soldiers and their titles, right? I think, though, he's messing up himself. He has no reason to behave like Mangosuthu Buthelezi. So I thought about this and thought, what would be the lessons here? And the first one that came to mind is what I posted immediately after I saw that interview, that for somebody who has made it his business to call people names, in parliament at least, Holomisa must be able to take it on the chin. If you can give it, you must be able to take it. What did Peter Tosh say? If you live in a glass house, don't throw stones. Because if you can take blows, don't throw blows. Bantu Holomisa lives by throwing blows. He must be able to take blows. And besides, in my book, the words arrogant and useless are not even half what an insult could be. I have heard worse. In fact, the word thief and even lunatic. In fact, those words could be worse than arrogant and useless. In my book, I don't understand how the general thought, oh, I've been undressed, I'm called arrogant and useless. Like, really? Grow a thick skin, you're a public figure. It comes with the territory, general. It's not going to end with that interview, I can tell you now. You're going to be called worse. What are you going to do? Are you going to shoot the next one? I hope you don't carry a gun anymore, actually, come to think of it. So I agree. Host Alex Mtiani should have called out the listener for being rude, for interrupting, insist on some decorum, right? But in the event he failed, which he failed to do, for whatever reasons that Alex failed, you, Bantu, have no reason to go down when you are dragged down into the pigsty. Gotta be smarter than that. You don't allow somebody you don't know, who's a caller, who starts attacking you, who tells you that your party is useless, blah, 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 and you allow them to rile you up. I worry about a soldier who is easily provoked. Uzas bulala, Mr. General. You shouldn't be doing that. No. And you know, I like you. I mean, you and I are okay. You know, on the occasions that we've met, you know I like you. I have never hidden it. So, by the way, if you think this content is good at this point, I must remind you, if you think it's worth it, press pause, then press like, then subscribe if you don't subscribe as yet, and share, right? I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, it is an omission that can make you go to hell. Did I just say that? Okay, I just said that. So, here's my advice to the general as I conclude. Not every interview will go your way. It's like most of your shots on the golf course, general. And you know your golf. Most of your shots, you don't like much. It will happen on interviews too. Not everyone likes you, general. The number of votes the UDM gets are proof of that. I couldn't help myself. Did I just say that? But it's true. It's true. If everybody liked you, the UDM would not be a two-seat party in parliament, right? And just as you were tough on Zuma and many others, you know, over the years, accept that when others are tough on you, it is not personal or hate speech. They may just have a view to which they hold strongly. Right or wrong, doesn't matter, but it's a view they hold. Just live with it. You know, sometimes, General, you can just say to somebody, okay, that disarms them. What more could they say if you just say, okay, I hear you. Right? And maybe, lie low, man. Lie low. Enjoy the new lease on life. I mean, you're a deputy minister of defense, general. What more do you want? I mean, we know as a party leader of the United Democratic Movement, there was no way you'd be in government. Here you are now, a deputy minister in defense, the space that you love most. I swear that those soldiers there in the South African National Defense Force have more affinity towards you than the boss, the Minister of Defense. I mean, we know Mama Sheba. I don't think the soldiers truly listen to her. And I'm sure they adore you. So forget about Alex and the callers, man. You know, go there with the soldiers and do your salutes and pretend that you can defeat the whole world at any time. We know we can't. I mean, we're beaten in Congo. But it doesn't matter. Stay in your lane, General. Stay in your lane and stop fighting people you don't know. Right? I mean, I know it has proved hard in golf for you, but please play the ball, not the man. Just play the ball, not the man. It is the best thing you can ever do for yourself. And lastly, judging by what I saw on social media all of last week, do not believe those who support you. They are misleading you. When it comes to elections, you know what they tell you? And the UDM? Go to hell. They don't vote for you. So don't believe them when they say you're the hero. No, when it comes to X, they send you straight to hell. So please, guys, share your comments, share your thoughts about this content and continue to like and share. But to the general, last but not least, when it's really stressful, I recommend a book to read. This book, General, will keep you calm. Well, mostly the upper part of your body. and you'll be happy. Everything will go well. Nothing will go wrong. But stay away from very, very, very agitating conversations with people you do not know. From me, Rems Mabote, goodbye and God bless.